And next on our spotlight for Art in the Air, we have Amy Navratilakis, Executive Director for the Art Barnes School of Art in Valparaiso. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha.
Well, we know you're kind of now coming out of COVID-19 things, but tell us what you got going on. I know you're now reopening exhibits and things like that. So tell us what's going on there.
Well, we are actually, we're running summer camps, and we're running some virtual classes for our adults that are a little bit more nervous about coming in. And we have some classes kind of scheduled a little bit farther out for them. And we have exhibitions going on. So we're kind of running as usual, but just at kind of a condensed version of that, I guess you could say.
And you're doing that with what kind of social distancing and a mask and things like that?
Yeah, so we have a mask requirement if you enter our building. So all of our students and staff and stuff, we're all wearing masks to keep everybody safe. And we have got screening procedures and everything in place. So that seems to be working pretty well. And, you know, of course, with our summer camps, when you've got kids, you know, we're running them around outside a little bit too, so they get a little break from wearing the masks and they go outside.
So what about, has anybody approached you for rentals? Are you able to do small controlled rentals?
Yeah, actually we do have, a wedding shower that's coming up, and they were actually in this week kind of working on their social distance planning and, you know, trying to keep people separate, but also trying to still keep it a special event. So, but there is not a whole lot of that going on. I mean, most of the special events that we had, you know, that went from March until now kind of either got rescheduled or pushed. So, but yeah, there are some people that are, you know, still wanting to continue to do something, but it's really hard to celebrate those big special life events in big groups, you know?
The current exhibit you have is Laurel Iser. Tell us a little bit about that. That's running through August 10th, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really a wonderful exhibition. Laurel is such a versatile artist, and this is kind of her, you know, newest project that we're exhibiting, and it's quilts of endangered animals. So she's taken quilts that have been, she's kind of repurposed quilts that she's kind of giving them a new life, basically. So quilts that have kind of already been created, and she has embroidered on top of those, and all of the species that she's incorporated into that are endangered. So, and it's beautiful work, colorful, and it's really worth seeing.
What's after that exhibit?
After that exhibit, we're going to be having the children's art exhibition, which is sort of a highlight of the work that our children create in the classes they take at Art Barn. So our children's art exhibition is coming up, and then we are going to be featuring the winners from our online art in quarantine exhibition. So we're actually currently still taking submissions for that until July 24th. So we're really hoping that anybody that they've been creative and making things during this period of time, we're hoping that they would consider submitting their work for the exhibition. You know, the submissions do help to support the Art Barn, and you'll be in the online exhibit, and then any of the award winners will be featured in our lobby. So,
including photography,
something new for us,
including photography.
exactly. So
we petitioned enough for that, huh?
Yeah, I know.
So can you describe what going to an opening right now is like? I mean, are you limiting the amount of people, or how many come in at a time?
Well, we're not really setting a limit so much. Like, we're not making people, at this point, we're not having people like sign in for a slot. I know some places are doing that. We actually had Laurel's opening reception this past weekend, and basically, we kind of did the reception, the meet and greet the artist outside, which worked because it's warm outside, you know. So we had sort of everything sort of set up outside so people could social distance. We had chairs and all the drinks and refreshments outside. And then when people wanted to go inside and take a look at the work, they did so in small groups. So that seemed to work out really well. We had great weather. And so that worked out really well. But we're going to kind of play by ear as it goes.
Well, real quick, before we get away from you, tell us about where the Art Barn's at, your website, and your Facebook page.
So we're in Porter County at 695 North 400 East, and in Valparaiso. And you can find us at artbarnschool.org.
Thank you, Amy, for being on our Spotlight for Art in the Air from Art Barn School of Art.
Thanks for having me.